On its last day of work, the outgoing State Duma passes one of the most draconian pieces of legislation to date, effectively turning Russia into a nation of suspected criminals. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news this week. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFRL. Joining me in the studio is Pavel Butorin, managing editor of RFRL's Russian language television program, Current Time. Welcome, Pavel.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So on Friday, the State Duma passed a controversial new bill ostensibly to combat terrorism. The law increases penalties for so-called extremism and incitement. It increases the number of crimes children can be charged with. It requires citizens to report knowledge of potential terrorist activity or armed uprising, among other things. In an editorial in Medusa, they wrote, both children and adults are being told you're either an investigator or a criminal. There is no third option. Pavel, the Duma's passed a lot of repressive laws in the past, this Duma in particular. Why is this one causing so much more alarm?
Yeah, a nation of criminal suspects is indeed the title of that Medusa editorial. You know, before the second reading, they removed a very controversial measure proposed by Irina Yarovaya, which would allow Russians to be stripped of their citizenship for, you know, so-called terrorist crimes and even for cooperating with certain kinds of organization, international organizations. This measure was even too crazy for the Russian Duma.
Which is pretty damn crazy.
Yeah, right? And there were a lot of questions regarding its constitutionality. So they dropped it. And the bill has yet to be approved by the upper house of parliament.
Although that's a rubber stamp.
Exactly, and it will be signed by Putin. But if all goes well, so to speak, it will come into effect in late July. Why is this package of laws causing so much alarm? Well, because it is aimed primarily at Russia's last remaining internet freedoms, you know, expressing any sort of approval of so-called extremism or terrorism.
And we should note that the definition, we're not talking about extremism the way Westerners understand extremism. We're not talking about terrorism. We're talking about a very selective, broad, and loose definition of these terms.
We're talking about, for instance, liking a post on a social network such as Russian-run of Kontakte, and which may be now punishable with up to 7 years in prison.
That was already a criminal offense, but now the penalties have been increased.
Exactly. And the new legislation makes it mandatory for internet providers to help intelligence services decode encrypted messaging systems.
Anything encrypted is illegal if the FSB doesn't have a back door, I also understand.
Right. And you know, for instance, the WhatsApp, a popular messaging system, offers encryption to its users. And ISPs will be now obligated to store records of all communications for 6 months and all metadata for 3 years.
Right.
Many ISPs will now have to build new and very costly infrastructure. And, for example, when you, Brian, send a text message to a Beeline user in Russia, Beeline will store that data and will, on request, provide it to Russian security services. Even former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, who is in Russia now, who's been there since 2013, he tweeted this past weekend that the Big Brother law, as he put it, would, quote, take money and liberty from every Russian without improving safety. There is another troubling amendment, and that is the amendment that restricts so-called missionary work to designated areas. And so this amendment has already drawn criticism from Muslim, Jewish, and Christian organizations in Russia.
And also the amount of crimes that children can be prosecuted for has increased. And there's also provisions in these laws that you are required to report extremist activity, or else you are liable.
Failure to report a crime goes back to a Soviet legal norm that was in the criminal code of the Russian Federation before the breakup of the Soviet Union. Yes.
Well, this Duma came in with a bang with the deeply flawed elections of December 2011 that resulted in the biggest protests Russia has seen since the breakup of the Soviet Union. And now it's going out with a bang, passing a law that has all the hallmarks of Soviet legislation. We'll see how this plays out, but I don't see it playing out in any good way. Pavel, what else you got cooking at current time? I understand you'll be focusing on the continued Russian reaction to, or I would add, gloating over the Brexit vote, yeah?
Yeah, we will continue following reactions in our broadcast region, not only in Russia, but in Ukraine, Moldova, everywhere. To the Brexit vote in the UK. Russian state TV already announced the beginning of the end of the quote-unquote European utopia, as Dmitry Kiselyov put it on his Sunday show. He was visibly gloating about the divorce, again, as he said, inside the European family. And he said something along the lines of the brave British people being first to leave the Union, and now other EU nations are queuing up to follow Britain's suit.
Yeah, they're clearly hoping for an exit vote in the Netherlands, and then all eyes are in the French elections next spring, when Marine Le Pen is expected to run well. She, of course, has close ties to Russia, has received money from Russia, and has pledged to take France out of the EU and NATO.
And on this backdrop, also, we see Russia signing more trade agreements with China this past week, which is seen as a direct response from Russia to the West's sanctions.
Over 30 agreements between Russian and Chinese companies.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, during Putin's visit this past weekend to China. Another ironic thing is Russia celebrating the triumph of democracy in Britain when such a referendum, of course, could never happen in Russia, one that directly contradicts the wishes of the political elite, as this one did in Britain.
A lot of people are making fun sort of the British electoral authorities, saying that, you know, we can give you our Churov and he'll
he'll get you the result
he'll get
you want.
The results you want, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't. All right, on that note, we'll wrap it up. That's all we have time for today. You have been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories making news in Russia. We'll do this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. But next Monday and the following Monday, the Power Vertical Briefing will not appear, as I will be on the road, first at the NATO summit in Warsaw, and after that at a conference in Estonia. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. Joining me in the studio has been Pavel Butorin, managing editor of RFRL's Russian language television program Current Time, which you can watch at www.currenttime.tv. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.